You're listening to the Disneylandy Podcast
on podbash.com.
In a world where only 5 Disney animated movies can survive, but you love 10, this week on the Disneylandy Podcast, the Disney animated movie battle. 10 movies enter, 5 movies leave.
Hey everybody, you're listening to the Disneylandy Podcast. As always, with me today is the Lilo to my Stitch, the Disney Lady.
Hi everybody!
As you can tell by our opener there, today is the Disney animated movie Battle Royale, as I would call it.
Yes, we decided that including all the Disney movies, live action and whatnot, would be just too much to talk about all at once. So we're just going to do animated films, and we'll probably end up talking about movies several times. But today we're having a little bit of a war.
A little bit. Now, this is not how our original show was going to end up. This is like a genesis from something totally different. I mean, this is not what we planned.
No, kind of got the idea from a cute little picture I found online that just said, if you can only watch one Disney film for the rest of your life, which one would it be? And of course, that's an impossible question to answer. And as we were just trying to decide how we were going to go about talking about movies, Andy had this wicked, awful idea that we should, you know, pit our favorite movies against each other in a blood war and only have 5 survive. So that's what we're going to do.
So we threw them all into a ring and we only put one knife in there.
Right.
And we said, you know, if you guys don't fight, we'll shoot you.
Wow, that got dark really fast.
I had to get him to fight somehow. Anyways.
Basically, Andy made me write down 10 movies, and then he took that list, and he's going to surprise me by which movies I have to pick between.
And you did the other way around, too, to me.
Right, right. So anyway, we'll get to that, yes. But we need to start off, like we always do, with some news.
Yes. Erin, I think you have the first piece.
Ladies first?
Yes.
Yeah, so I ran across a story on Facebook. I think Disney Josh actually brought this to my attention. Disney's officials have confirmed that they have added new cushions to the Matterhorn bobsleds. So, you know, you're less likely to bust your knees.
I don't think it's the knees. It was my back.
Really?
Oh, man, I could just feel my spine compress.
Well, apparently there have been a lot of complaints that the ride is rougher since mm-hmm. the latest refurb. And so in an attempt to kind of cushion people's tender spots, they've they've added some padding.
So I think it was Fresh Baked Disney had some pictures of this. And it's just the pad on your butt.
Yeah, it looks like it's just the seat. Uh-huh. I would prefer some more leg support. I mean, the seats are much better than they used to be when you were like, you were sitting banana style with the people behind you.
Yeah.
That was real uncomfortable if you didn't know the person behind you.
Would have been banana style?
Banana style?
Banana style.
Like.
No, I just like that term. I haven't heard it used before in that context.
I do believe it just popped out.
Anyways.
Anyway, so, you know, there's some new cushioning yes. going on.
Yes. More news, some construction updates on Star Wars lands. Of course, they haven't officially broken ground yet. Now I'm using quotation marks here.
Yeah.
In the studio.
I am enjoying the hand gestures.
They haven't actually broken ground yet, so they're clearing everything up.
They've taken trees out at this point, right?
Trees, yep. And they've moved some earth. Looks like they've actually taken out the train track mm-hmm. that goes around the backside. But seen some pictures of some dikes that went up in Rivers of America. And they have actually drained the back half. Yep, the back half. And then where the dikes are, they're putting up, and I'm going to use this word, scrims. All right?
The decorative coverings.
Yes. So there's fencing up now that they're going to put the scrim over. So when you're around the Rivers of America, you can't look behind it. So you can't see the backside of Rivers of America.
Right. So you can't see the construction zone. It's
correct.
Trying to shield guests from.
And I'm guaranteeing, and they haven't done this yet, that the scrims will probably be a nature scene of some sort that they put up.
That would make sense.
Uh-huh. just to camouflage. They know how to camouflage things. They'll use their special Disney green building color that's supposed to.
Well, when we were there, when Peter Pan was under construction, the scrim looked like the building.
Uh-huh.
So it was unobtrusive in that way that it looked like what would normally be there.
Yep. So we'll see what happens. But I've just seen the few pictures so far, and you can see the drained backside of the water.
I'm sure that looks very odd.
Yeah, well, the pictures are through, like, slats in the gate and things, so you really can't.
You can't see much.
Yeah. All you can see is that there's no water there.
Uh-huh.
Yep. And then, of course, there will be breaking ground on Star Wars Land in April.
Okay.
Officially. So that's when they're going to start taking up the earth. And
like digging holes.
Yeah. So what it sounds like, they're actually going to bring down Star Wars Land. The whole area.
Right, the elevation will be lower so that any buildings that are built up won't be able to be seen from outside the park or other areas in the park.
Yep. You walk down into it and then they can bring things up. So
I'm excited.
I am too. I guarantee you everybody else is, but it's it's a long time to wait.
It's true. We've got a couple of years.
But anything new is going to
We'll bring it to you.
Yep.
I do have a story, and actually I just realized that it'll be ending today, the 27th, from March 2nd to March 27th. While supplies last, they're having an Easter egg scavenger hunt in both Disneyland, California Adventure, and Downtown Disney. For $5.95, you can get a map and a set of stickers. And what you do is you go around to the designated areas, find a hidden Easter egg, match it up with its corresponding sticker. And once you've got all of the stickers in place, you turn it in for a surprise. And basically, it's just a themed egg, like a Stitch egg or a Mad Hatter egg or something of the sort. They're collectibles.
Uh-huh. And they've been doing this for years.
They have been. So, you know, if you're in the park today, you can participate. But if you're not, then you're out of luck. So
plan next year.
Basically, you're out of luck.
Yep.
Very timely news.
Yes. Thanks. Thanks, Disneyland lady.
Sorry.
Some more news. Those of you who have been paying attention to Disney's Twitter and or Facebook, or to say Disneyland's Twitter or Facebook, they've put on March Magic. Now, you and I are not sports fans.
Nope.
So this is, you know, this is the time of year for March Madness for college basketball. But we don't care. We don't pay attention. If I offend somebody with that, sorry, guess what? We just don't. So they've put out their own bracket, which is called March Magic. And what it is they pit Disney rides up against each other.
Okay.
Now, each ride kind of has its own mascot and name. So, my favorite is the Pirates, the Caribbean ride, right? But they're the Cannonballs.
Oh.
Yes.
So, who have they been up against somebody yet, or what?
Yes, they won their first round.
Who was that against?
Don't ask me that.
Jeez.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd have to look it up right now, but I can't.
Okay.
But in the final, it's actually going to be Disney World versus Disneyland. So on your left side of the bracket is all Disneyland rides, and on the right side of the bracket is all Disney World rides.
So would it be possible for Disney World Pirates of the Caribbean to be up against Disneyland Pirates of the Caribbean?
They don't have one in Disney World on the bracket.
But they have the ride.
Correct.
Okay.
Yep.
So I mean, how many different rides? There aren't that many different rides.
No. So they just pick and choose.
Okay.
So there's enough rides that they can split them between both sides.
So, for example, if Alice, they're doing it for Disneyland, they won't do it for Disney World.
Disney World doesn't have an Alice.
Bad example.
Teacups.
Yes.
Yes. So they won't do it in Disney World if they do it in Disneyland. Caveat to that.
Yeah.
They have Haunted Mansion in both of them. But they did in Disneyland the Haunted Mansion holiday.
Ah, against the regular Haunted Mansion.
Yep, which is the Haunted Mansion Ghouls.
Huh.
Yeah.
Hmm.
You'll have to take a look at it.
I will.
I've got it printed off at work and I've been following. And I've been voting. So guys, if you want to go and vote on this, go to Facebook. And when they post it, you can actually comment on there. And you can say Ghouls or Cannonballs or whoever you want to win. You can also go to Twitter and vote also. I like Twitter because once you vote, it tells you a percentage of votes on there. And then once it's over with, it'll tell you who won.
Huh.
It'll just send you a message back. I like it.
Interesting.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I do have another piece of news. The celebration buttons are getting a design makeover.
Right on.
And they're actually downsizing. They currently have 6 button designs, and they're moving down to 4 button designs.
Odd.
Yes. And it could be an economic reason. Some people are saying it's a political correctness thing. The birthday button is switching to a Mickey holding a cake. It's kind of a turquoise blue. The celebration button is changing to a Goofy on a green background. The first visit button looks pretty much identical. And then instead of having a just married, a happy anniversary, or just engaged button, they are combining those to a happily ever after button. It's purple and it has 2 classic Mickey head outlines that are intertwined. Some people are speculating that that is because they didn't want to have like a button with 2 Mickeys on it for the gay couples.
Gotcha.
And 2 Minnies for the lesbians. So they're just making it very generic so it works for any
everybody.
Couple combination. It works for civil unions. It works for regular whatevers. And so some people are thinking that's what the case is. I don't know if they're just like wanting to make a change and that kind of fits the bill for everybody.
It could have just been, you know what, guys, we have these 4 buttons. Let's just combine them to 1.
I think that's probably more likely.
Yeah.
Anyway, so new buttons available. That means we've got to start our collection over again.
Yep. Well, you've got them all on our Disney wall here in the studio. It looks very good. Good job, Erin.
Thank you.
That was my Christmas present.
That was your Christmas present. I also have one more piece of news. Just something I thought you would enjoy, that Zootopia is now the biggest box office opening animated film ever with $73.7 million. So it has eclipsed Frozen.
We need to see this. We have not seen
it. We haven't been out to see it. And I don't know. I kind of want to wait just for video, you know?
But it seems like everybody likes it. I think it has like a 99% on Rotten Tomatoes.
I don't think it's quite that high, but it is high.
It's pretty close. Maybe a 98.
It is high for sure. It's just like how many animated movies are we going to take little junior Mickey Mouse man to this year, you know? Finding Dory for sure.
Mm-hmm. This one is not on the top of...
I don't know.
Do we need to go see it ourselves? I heard it's pretty PG.
Adult friendly.
Yeah.
I don't know. Let us know what you think. If you've seen it and you think it should be an in-theater experience.
For our 2-year-old.
For our 2-year-old and ourselves. Mm-hmm. Let us know. Let us know what you think. We're on the fence.
Yes, we are. Push us.
Do you have any other news, Ann?
The only news I've got next is closures and openings.
Ah, take it away.
Okay, so we have a lot of openings, I would say, and less closures.
That's good news.
Yes, yes. Let's start off with Autopia.
Mm-hmm.
Opening April 29th from its Honda overlay. Things are looking good. I've been looking at update pictures online. The blue and white is working out just fine.
So is it like a light blue, a dark blue? What kind of blue are we talking?
It's more of a sky blue.
Okay.
And a white.
I like that.
It's Honda colors.
I'm not familiar with Honda colors.
Gotcha. it looks good. It's no longer that steampunk gold and brown from the 1996 overlay that they left there for some reason.
Well, if it's not broke.
Oh, it was broke. It was broke, all right. It needed some changing, so they're doing that. Jungle Cruise is going to reopen on April 4th.
Yay!
About time. You need to get those skippers
back to work.
Back to work. Man, poor
guys. Troublemakers when they're not busy.
Great Moments with Mr. Lincoln has been closed. I didn't know this.
I was going to say I didn't know it was closed either.
In my last research, that was not on there. So
okay.
April 2nd
okay.
is when that's reopening. Here's some closures. Big Thunder Mountain is going to close April 11th through the 15th.
Do we know what they're doing?
Nope.
Okay.
The Monorail, April 11th through May 20th.
Hmm.
And then we have the Matterhorn, April 18th through the 23rd.
And it's not for the cushions because those have already gone in.
That was probably like a 10-minute install.
Right.
They just probably pilled
some
stuff.
They just did it overnight.
Yeah, pilled some stuff off the back and stuck them in. Over at DCA, we've got Silly Symphony Swings closing April 11th to June 10th.
Okay.
And then Grizzly River Run is closing again.
Didn't it just barely reopen?
It did. We've got April 18th to May 19th.
Huh.
I don't know what they're closing it for. It does go down a lot. I mean, in the fall and in the spring, they probably still have some more stuff they need to install or some new stuff.
Maintenance type stuff and more of the down season for that ride.
Yep. Now we have some closing forevers.
We do.
Yes. Superhero HQ.
In Disneyland itself.
Yep. So it's in the top portion of the Innovations building. That's closing forever on April 3rd.
And that's because it's just moving, right?
Well, sort of. They're moving some of it over to DCA.
Uh-huh.
I don't know exactly where, but they're closing that so that they can bring some more Star Wars upstairs.
Okay.
So you'll have, I don't know what it's going to be. They haven't said. They just, that's speculation also, the Star Wars part, but what else are you going to do?
Right.
Other closings are going to be Frozen Sing-Along.
Aww.
On April 18th, poor kids can't sing their Frozen.
They can sing it in the Hyperion.
Yeah. Rawr. And then March 31st, the Mad Tea Party. Still no word on a replacement
on what's
for that.
Replacing it.
Yep.
Hmm.
Yep.
Well, we all know it gets our vote.
Yep. Drawn.
Yes.
All right, Aaron, that's all I have for our closures, refurbishments, etc.
Okay, well, do you have a joke for us? Some laugh floor stuff?
I do have some Mike and Sully laugh floor joke here.
Okay.
What is Jack Sparrow's favorite restaurant?
Oh, gosh. I have no idea.
Arby's.
He likes the horsey sauce.
Possibly.
I don't know why that. I just, that's what came up.
That's what came to mind.
That's what came out. So take it or leave it.
We'll take it.
Okay. Well, then I've got the trivia for this week. The question is, who presented Walt Disney himself with its Academy Award for Snow White in 1939?
Was it Dopey?
No.
Sneezy.
It was Shirley Temple.
I knew that.
I was going to say, I thought you knew that
I knew that. That was a good one, Aaron.
Thank you.
That was very good.
Thank you.
I have a hidden Mickey for us.
Okay.
This is a little special. This is not a hidden Mickey in the park.
Oh.
This is a hidden Mickey that we've seen multiple times in our hometown.
Oh, one that we saw yesterday?
Yes, yesterday.
Or last
Wednesday? Oh, we've seen
Wednesday?
It, we've seen it tons of times. And every time I take a picture, I point it out. You're probably getting tired of me talking about it every time.
No. Phil doesn't think it's a real one, though. When we told him about it, he kind of poo-pooed us.
Don't poo-poo, Phil. So, Salt Lake City, in the City Creek Mall downtown, there is a bridge that is kind of in the middle of the whole mall.
It goes over
Main Street.
Right.
On one side, there's escalators that go up and down. That's what escalators do.
Yes.
And in that area, there are three giant light bulbs hanging from
light
the ceiling. Light globes. And they make
a
Mickey Mouse. So if you go to, I think I posted it on Instagram.
Uh-huh, you did.
Yep, so go to our Instagram, at the Disneylandy, and you can see these.
Yes.
Just go back a couple days, and you can see it. It's kind of cool.
Indeed.
This is the second time I've actually posted it. This is the first time we've talked about it, though. And I deemed it Mickey enough to share as a hidden Mickey.
I think it's good to see Disney everywhere in everyday life.
Hidden Mickeys everywhere.
Yeah.
Not just in the park.
In fact, we've received the challenge to have hidden Mickeys in our home.
Yes.
And we are working on that.
You know, we actually do. Right to my right, there is a installation of circles on the wall.
Ah.
And this is, you didn't buy this this piece of art on our wall to be a hidden Mickey.
No.
But there is probably, you could probably see 30 hidden Mickeys in this thing. maybe we'll take a picture and post this also. But it's just some wall art that Disney Lady had bought at, I don't know where you bought it, but.
I don't either.
And it's just a whole bunch of circles put together with little mirror things, but it could be A very large hidden Mickey.
Okay.
It could be, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll buy that.
Buy that? Right on.
Our history moment, actually, for March 27th was really boring, so I scooted on to March 28th. 2000, the cast member ban on mustaches was lifted.
Well, I didn't know there was a cast member ban, and it was the 90s too that they lifted
the year 2000.
Oh, 2000. Yes. Okay.
Yeah, there was a ban on cast member facial hair.
Hmm.
So
I wonder what
up until the year 2000.
If now you have to have it stylized.
Oh, I'm sure that there are specific lengths and rules about what you can and cannot have. I mean, they've got rules about nail polish and nail length and tattoos and body piercings and the lack of hair.
Ah. So what, you can't be bald?
Yeah.
So if you're losing your hair, you have to go get Rogaine?
I'm not sure if you have to, like, have a hat on or, like, a hairpiece or something. I mean, like, you have to wear nylons.
Rumpel peel spray on hair.
I don't know, sweetheart. But, yeah, so, yeah, March 28th, 2000, the band on the lip band.
On lip hair.
Yes, was gotcha. Lifted. So that's our history.
Sweet.
Indeed. Indeed. So, jumping into our topic for this week mm-hmm. about movies, we had quite the conversation beginning of this week trying to decide how we were going to approach talking about movies because it's a huge topic. There are tons of movies, and it was, okay, are we going to talk about all the movies? Because, you know, Pirates, overwhelming favorite.
Mm-hmm.
According to Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Or did we want to talk just about animation or just live action? And how are we going to define what was a successful movie? Is it about nostalgia? Is it about, you know, a hero or the love story or the morality that was taught in the movie? The amount of money it brought in? You know, how are we going to deem a movie worthy to be the only one left?
Mm-hmm.
And I think everybody on Facebook pointed it out. This is not a fair question. You cannot just pick one. It's impossible.
It is.
And it's not fair.
Not fair.
So I do have kind of a list of the movies that were mentioned from Facebook. And like I said, Pirates was the overwhelming favorite, followed closely by Tangled.
Hmm.
And then Cinderella live action.
Uh-huh.
After that, Beauty and the Beast, and then a whole bunch of votes for just a single movie, and those would have been Nightmare Before Christmas, the animated Cinderella, Brave, Princess and the Frog, Aladdin, Toy Story, Cars, Winnie the Pooh, Mary Poppins, Avengers, Incredibles, Star Wars, Black Cauldron, and Peter Pan.
Right on.
Those were the ones that got mentioned specifically.
That's a lot of movies.
That is a lot of movies. All great movies. Star Wars, you could argue, you know, it was only recently acquired, but it still counts. But in the same vein, that means like Labyrinth and Dark Crystal would also count because those are Jim Henson's, which are
owned by Disney.
Right. Mm-hmm. So anyway, so let's move on to the death match, shall we?
That's right. Now, one thing I want to bring up is before we get into the death match is I tried to figure this out myself as you know, how are we going to figure out what would be the best movie, the one that should survive,
right?
And one of my thoughts was, well, it's going to be the one that made the most money. That's the one everybody's going to like. That's going to be the number one. All right. Right. So I had to take a look at the top 10 gross movies.
Oh, okay. You've got a list for us.
That's right. So I'm going to give you the figures for the top five because that's just what I wrote down.
That's what you prepared?
That's what I prepared.
Okay.
So we should know this already. Number one's going to be Star Wars.
Yes.
Yes. That was $932 million.
Okay.
Number two was Avengers.
Mm.
$623 million.
Which I would never say is the one to survive.
The third was Avengers Age of Ultron.
Okay.
With $459
million. Mm-hmm.
Number four, Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man's Chest.
Which surprises me. I would think that Black Pearl would have been number one.
Mm-hmm. And then number five, is the first animated movie on here, which is Toy Story 3.
Wow.
Which is $415 million.
Now, are these adjusted for inflation?
Nope.
They're just the original numbers.
Correct. Correct. Now, number 6 was Iron Man 3. Number 7 was Frozen. Number 8 was Inside Out. Number 9 was Finding Nemo. And number 10 was Alice in Wonderland, 2010 edition.
Wow.
Yeah.
I wonder how that list would change if it was...
Adjusted
for inflation, if the top one would still be the top one. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
So that's something to think about, for sure.
So, you know, in the genesis of this, we decided to stick with animated features.
Yes. Just for the sake of we don't want this show to last 3 hours.
Yeah. So if we were to stick with animated features on this list, Toy Story would be number one.
Right.
Frozen would be number two.
Yikes.
And Inside Out would be number three. Finding Nemo would be number four.
Uh-huh.
And that would be it.
Wow.
Yeah. So I would say the ones that I liked in there would be Toy Story 3, Inside Out, and Finding Nemo, because I don't like Frozen.
Right. But I can think of movies that I like better than all of those.
So going off of movie sales...
I don't think it works.
There's no way we could offer that. So, So we would think Toy Story 3 in that would not be the top movie.
No.
No.
It wouldn't even make my top 10.
It didn't make my top 10 either. So on that note.
let's talk about our top 10s.
Let's move right into our top 10s here and then the battle.
Okay, Andy. Well, why don't you introduce your top 10?
And then you're going to.
And then I'm going to question you, and then we'll flip-flop it.
Okay. All right. I've got Cars, Alice in Wonderland, 1951, Incredibles, Winnie the Pooh, Dumbo, Jungle Book, Aladdin, Finding Nemo, Roger Rabbit, and Robin Hood.
Okay.
Not in any sort of order there.
Right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to throw out two titles... that you have to decide which one stays and which one goes.
Okay.
Feel free to tell me why you like them.
Okay.
Maybe throw out anything you know about them or storyline or whatever. And then you'll have to make your decision about which one is going to live the day.
Now, listeners, I have not seen how she's paired these up.
No. Nope. He gave me his list of top 10, and then I decided which one was going to have to go up against which one.
And I know I when she gave me her list, I tried to be as devious as possible.
Yes, he wanted this to hurt as much as he could. I tried to talk him out of this idea. I just want it to be known to all of you who are going to be very upset as we are cutting movies from our top 10.
Five must go.
Okay, Andy, your number one lineup is Incredibles.
Mm-hmm.
Versus Cars.
Okay. You know, I actually knew you were going to do these two together, so I've already thought about this.
Okay.
So
I tried not to think about what you were going to do to me.
I'm going to keep Incredibles.
Why?
So
first off, tell me why you like each movie, why they made your list.
Incredibles mixes superheroes with the 1950s. And
so you like the style.
I like the style. I like how the story was told. It's just a great movie all around. I also like the soundtrack.
Mm-hmm.
Cars. It's a car movie. I'm a car guy.
Right.
You guys don't know that, but I'm a big car guy.
You were a mechanic for the first...
Oh, yeah.
Seven years of our marriage.
Mm-hmm. It's a great... looking film. They did a great job. There's new technologies used in it. The story is told very well.
Mm-hmm.
But Incredibles, I can't tell you exactly why.
You flipped a coin in your head.
Well, no, Incredibles has something.
He's pointing to his heart.
I'm holding my hand on my chest.
It got his feels.
It got my feels. I can watch Incredibles over and over and over again. Cars, not so much.
Okay.
It just feels like there's too much NASCAR in Cars. I'm not a big NASCAR fan. Incredibles, I love the voice actors.
Uh-huh.
Gotta love Holly Hunter as a voice actor. You gotta love Holly Hunter anyways, but her Miss Incredible, Mrs. Incredible,
Elastigirl
knocks it out of the park. And then also Edna Mode, who, by the way, was voiced by the director, Brad Bird.
Yep, by a dude.
By a dude. So, kicking out Cars, and I'm keeping Incredibles.
Okay. There we go. number two matchup, Alice in Wonderland versus Winnie the Pooh. Tell us why you like them first.
Okay, Alice in Wonderland. Lately, we have been watching a lot of this movie because our son just loves it. I liked it when I was younger also, but I didn't watch it that much. Winnie the Pooh, I watched a lot of that. You know, Heffalumps and Woozles is a classic part of that movie. You know, Tigger and just, you know, every single part of it brings me back to my childhood.
So it's really sentimental.
It is. Alice, not so much. But in my age and understanding both of these movies more and how they were made and when they were made and what went into making them and the backstories, I'm going to choose Alice over Winnie the Pooh.
Really?
Yes. I'm going to kick Piglet to the curb.
Loses this round.
Yeah, sentimental does, yeah. I would say just the story of Alice in Wonderland, first of all, is pretty interesting. You know, the walrus and the carpenter were walking close at hand.
You enjoy it,
I enjoy it.
Does it have anything to do with how much her son loves it right now?
Maybe a hair bit goes into that. But also, if you know, Walt had tried to make an Alice in Wonderland movie for a long time. He actually did Alice in Wonderland shorts in the beginning of his career. So this was kind of a culmination of all that.
It was a combination of live action and animation.
Yep, it was. And this was, he was going to do the same thing with this movie, but it ended up going all animation to actually make things work for the technology back then.
Right.
Because, you know, Tweedledee and Tweedledum and that would be kind of hard to do. And the walrus also. And, you know, the caucus race with fish and rats and things. that would be hard to do.
Yeah. Okay. Well, number three lineup would be Dumbo versus Finding Nemo.
Oh. I was hoping you wouldn't do something like that.
Yeah, I wanted to make sure that Dumbo was up against a heavy hitter.
So Dumbo, by the way, was made to recoup the costs of the failure of Fantasia.
Yes.
Fantasia was a very big
flop.
And so they had to make some quick money, and they had to spend, I think it was like $43,000 or something
and
like that.
It seems
like
a very short movie.
It is. It's only, I think, 63 minutes long.
Yeah.
By the way, I am pulling this out of my head. Finding Nemo, great animation, awesome soundtrack. It's probably my favorite soundtrack of Pixar movies.
Yeah, I know what a tender spot in your heart The Ride holds.
Everybody in our family.
And I'm surprised it didn't make your list of rides.
Oh, I left out Finding Nemo? All right, well, you know what I did?
What?
I saved that one.
You didn't want to have it on
purpose. Okay. So let's think about this. I'm grimacing.
he is. It's really hard.
I'm gonna toss Nemo.
You're gonna toss Nemo over Dumbo just because I tried to stack the deck?
Yes. So I used to watch Dumbo a lot when I was young.
Wow.
A lot.
Yeah.
I remember, you know, I have a special place in my heart for Bear Lake, Utah.
Mm-hmm.
And I've watched this movie a lot at Bear Lake.
I did not realize there was a Bear Lake connection.
There was. And
then I would have realized this movie was bulletproof.
And I know a lot of people don't like Dumbo. I know you don't like Dumbo.
Don't.
I love Dumbo. I've watched it since I could remember. And you know, pink elephants on parade. I mean, come on. elephants getting drunk, jumping from heights through fiery hoops in clown makeup and feathers and racist remarks from crows, Mr. Jim Crow.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
I mean,
Dumbo lives.
I've heard
a
diamond ring.
Day.
But have you ever seen an elephant fly?
I have.
Okay.
I have. I've seen the movie.
Okay, let's continue.
Okay, matchup number four for you is Roger Rabbit.
Roger Rabbit, okay.
Versus Aladdin. Now, we allowed Roger Rabbit to be in our list because Wikipedia allowed it to be in the list of animated features.
Thank
so
you, Wikipedia.
We allowed Wikipedia to have the final say whether it was live action or animated.
I remember Roger Rabbit coming out when I was a kid. I remember seeing it in theater. I remember it had a little short that was in the beginning of the movie before it started. I'm trying to think anything else in that movie that would be an attachment.
Like why you would pick it as one of your top 10.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was surprised it was in your top 10.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. And Aladdin.
I know you really dig Aladdin.
I do. I really dig Aladdin. Multiple reasons. One is when we got married, the Disney lady's brothers sang
A Whole New World.
One, of course, in falsetto.
As
Jasmine. And they had swords. And they had helium. And they sang it a la helium.
Yes, it was hilarious. It was the only time during that day I cried from laughing so hard.
Also, some of you may have remembered the Sega Genesis game, Aladdin.
I do not remember.
You do not. You would not have played that. Jeez, okay.
Aladdin versus Roger Rabbit.
See ya, Roger Rabbit.
Okay, Aladdin lives.
Aladdin lives. I'm going to keep... Roger Rabbit is a great movie.
But Aladdin's better.
It is. And it's more of an adult movie, really.
Like, not one that we would want our little boy to see until he was much older.
No. Yes, there's some themes and some scary images in there that I would want him to see.
Okay. Your last matchup is Robin Hood versus Jungle Book.
Hmm. Funny little note there. Some of the animation cues were used in both movies. The dancing scenes.
Mm-hmm.
With King Louie and the dancing scenes with I think it was all the animals at one point in time are dancing.
Baloo and Little John are basically the same bear, just different colors.
Correct. Yep. So they used a lot of the same
movements. Voice actor, even.
Yeah. In both movies. Robin Hood. Jeez. Should have had the Beatles in it, but it didn't.
You mean Jungle Book.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, Jungle Book should have had the Beatles in it.
I heard what you meant.
You heard what I meant. I'm gonna go with... We're going to hang on to Jungle Book.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, there are a lot of great things about Robin Hood. A lot. And I know a lot of people don't like the movie, too. But Jungle Book... I just can't leave Bagheera and Baloo on their own. I can't leave them out there. They got to stick with me.
Okay. They've got a friend in you.
They've got a friend in me, if they were in Toy Story.
Oh, and now the moment I have been dreading since this time last night when Andy came up with this terrible idea.
Aaron, what are your
favorites? My list of favorites, in no particular order, Sleeping Beauty, mm-hmm. Little Mermaid, Beauty and the Beast, Tangled, Sword in the Stone, Robin Hood, Alice in Wonderland, Peter Pan, Incredibles, and The Nightmare Before Christmas. And I am just cringing over what I'm going to have to do.
I am rubbing my hands here.
Maniacal laugh.
Yes. So, number one.
Okay.
Tangled.
Mm-hmm.
Versus Incredibles.
Okay. Tangled... came out in 2010. Mm-hmm. It was the 50th animated feature film. It's a grim fairy tale adaptation. It's CGI and traditional animation married beautifully. It's a beautiful film. It's awesome. It's amazing. It's breathtaking. Maximus, need I say more?
Yes, we love Maximus.
Great music. It's funny. It's an awesome love story. And that's being pitted against 2004 Pixar wonderful film. Great music, like you said. Mm-hmm. I love the message in it. Everyone is special, which is the same thing as saying no one is.
Uh-huh.
You don't just get a trophy for showing up.
Good old syndrome.
Oh, man.
Telling us that, right?
Okay, Tangled wins.
Really?
Yep.
Reasoning?
I love Tangled so much.
Okay.
I love the villain. I love the hero. I love the princess. I love the story. I love Maximus like ridiculous. Like our next dog will be named Maximus.
Even if it's a girl?
Yes.
So then I have a question for you.
Minimus.
Do you have a dream?
I have a dream. I do.
You have a dream of keeping Tangled around.
Yep, Tangled wins. That was not hard, actually.
All right, this next one I think you're going to have a hard time with. Well, I don't know. You may or may not. Sleeping Beauty.
Okay.
Versus Beauty and the Beast. The Beauties go against each other.
The Beauties meet up head to head. Okay, Sleeping Beauty, 1959.
Mm-hmm.
Disney's 16th animated feature film. It is also a Brothers Grimm adaptation. Beautiful animation. It is my favorite Disney princess, hands down.
Mm-hmm.
Usually when I have to list my favorite Disney movies, this is number one.
I know.
The animator who was in charge of coloring the cells was colorblind.
Mm.
And the reason why Maleficent's fire is green is because she mixed up her paint color. She didn't intend it to be that way. But Walt saw it, loved it, and let her run with it. So it was kind of a happy mistake.
Right on.
That I just love the stylization. I love the music. I love everything about it. Beauty and the Beast, 1991, 30th animated film. Based on a story by Jean-Marie Le Prince de Beaumont.
He's French.
Love the moral of the story, that the beauty within is more important than the beauty without. Belle loves books. I love books. Great music. Beautiful ballroom scene. Gaston. Sleeping Beauty wins.
I figured that.
Yeah.
I thought it would be a little bit harder with Beauty and the Beast, but
I don't think you could have put it up against anything that would have beaten it for me.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Moving on.
Okay.
Peter Pan. Versus The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh, that's just mean.
Yes, it is.
Because they're so different. Peter Pan, 1953, the 14th feature film of Disney,
mm-hmm.
based on the book by J.M. Barrie. The notes I wrote down about why I love it is because growing old is inevitable, but growing up is a choice you make. I love the story. I love Captain Hook. I love the crocodile. I love Wendy and the mermaids, and it's so pretty, and it's just a dream. Nightmare Before Christmas, 1993. Tim Burton, mm-hmm. stop motion animation. I wrote down Jack! Exclamation point.
The Pumpkin King.
Right. And what this one really teaches to me, what speaks to my heart, is that it's okay to be who you are. You know, just because Christmas Town is pretty and flashy and popular doesn't mean it's not okay to be the Pumpkin King. You know, there's mm-hmm. merit in that too.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always felt, you know, I'm not the pretty, quote unquote, Christmassy, you know, type of girl. I'm a little different, and I can accept that and celebrate that. So that's why I love The Nightmare Before Christmas. Jeez, this one's hard because, like I said, they're so different.
Wow, you put a lot of thought into this.
Nightmare Before Christmas.
It's going to stay or go?
Stay.
Okay. You know what? I would have done the same.
Would you?
Yeah, I would have.
I love Peter Pan, don't get me wrong, but something about Nightmare Before Christmas has a very special place in my very cynical heart.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Second to last.
Yeah.
Sword in the Stone.
Mm-hmm.
Versus Robin Hood.
Okay, Sword in the Stone, 1963, based on Arthurian legend, mostly from T.H. White's trilogy, The Once and Future King. I have written down, love Arthur's adventures, learning life lessons as a bird and a fish. Merlin is awesome. Archimedes is hilarious. Mm-hmm. I identify with Archimedes. He's my spirit animal, I think.
Okay. He's your Patronus?
Yeah. This one is a big sentimental growing up film, one that I watched a lot as a child. Robin Hood, 1973. It's the 21st animated feature film based on the British legend of Robin Hood. Great music, funny. So these are both British fairy tales. Mm-hmm.
Hence the matchup.
Hence why they're fighting each other. Both of them sentimental growing up films for me. Jeez, that's really hard. Oh. Robin Hood has a better villain.
Okay.
Prince John and Sir Hiss.
Okay.
Sword in the Stone's villain is kind of like Madam Mim or Uncle, what's his name, who I can't remember right now. Oh, man. If I had to live without one, I'm keeping Sword in the Stone.
Really?
I am.
So we both ditched
Robin Hood. We both ditched Robin Hood.
You know, but between the two of these, I'd keep Robin Hood.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, Sword in the Stone didn't make your favorite list.
No, it didn't.
So,
no.
Yeah.
Okay.
And see, opposite, I would have kept Robin Hood over Jungle Book.
Ah, okay.
If I had to pick between the two. Yeah.
You ready for your last one?
Yes.
Little Mermaid.
Yep.
And Alice in Wonderland.
Okay.
Now, you didn't specify which Alice in Wonderland this was.
I didn't.
Is this the 2010 or the 1951?
We were only doing animation, so.
Oh, correct. That's right.
So I shouldn't have had to.
Nope.
So Little Mermaid, 1998, based on Hans Christian Andersen's fairy tale. It's the 28th animated feature film, and it is considered the beginning of the Disney Renaissance,
mm-hmm.
when Disney stopped being kind
crappy.
Of bad. Awesome music. It was my generation's Frozen. I was known as a girl to out on my front porch give concerts to the neighborhood at the top of my lungs.
And we have multiple children that do that in our neighborhood.
Sing Frozen.
Uh-huh.
And then Alice in Wonderland, 1951, the 13th feature film based on the novels by Lewis Carroll. Beautiful nonsense. I love the flower scene when the flowers sing with Alice.
Mm-hmm.
Man, very different.
Mm-hmm.
I think Little Mermaid wins the day.
I saw that coming.
Yeah.
I did.
Yeah.
Just from your description of Little Mermaid, I saw it coming.
You knew that would win.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dang it. Dang it. That's okay.
Okay, that wasn't as hard as I thought it would be. I mean, those are my favorites, but I think there were clear winners in my heart almost every time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I would have to say goodbye to one.
You'd be all right.
I would miss them, mm-hmm. but I feel good about my choices. If you disagree with my choices, jump on Facebook.
Instagram. Twitter.
Let us know. We love interaction with you guys. Let us know what you think.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're doing the same thing.
But we're flipping it around. We decided, okay, since you have the best movies, we're going to do the same thing with the worst movies.
Why not make us keep our worst movies, too?
Yeah.
Let's make this as painful as possible. Take it away, Andy.
Okay, so these are my worst movies. Now, okay, this is how I went about it. These are movies that I didn't like. These are movies that maybe I didn't like that much, but they're movies that I know a lot of other people did like.
So he's basically trying to poke you with a stick, people.
I am. Now
he's trying to make people angry.
And it's not like, oh, I liked this one and everybody liked it, but I'm just going to play the devil's advocate on it. No, I genuinely had some sort of dislike with the movie.
Now, we did have a stipulation. You have had to actually have seen the movie. There were lots of movies we knew were bad because we'd never seen them.
Oh, yeah. There was tons of old Disney movies that just
Well, not
really
only
horrible.
That, but like James and the Giant Peach. I haven't seen it. I know it was bad, though.
Oh, I saw it, and it wasn't that good.
Yeah. So.
Okay. So, here we go. Lion King. Hercules. Brother Bear. I think everybody might agree with that one. Fox and the Hound.
Right.
Tarzan.
Jeez, man.
Good Dinosaur.
Okay.
Frozen.
Surprise, surprise.
Mm-hmm. Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Okay.
Dinosaur.
Yep.
101 Dalmatians.
You're just mean.
Yes, I am.
Okay. Well, I tried to stack the deck so that he would have to keep some of the ones that I like, but
ooh.
Heaven only knows, he might just pick contrary because he knows which ones I like.
Okay. Let's go. Let's get this done.
Your first mashup is Hercules versus Tarzan. Why don't you like these movies, first of all? Hercules and Tarzan.
There's nothing in Hercules that never really caught my eye, really caught my interest.
It was lackluster to you?
It was lackluster. The female character, she talks like this, and Megra just...
She annoyed you?
Yes, she did.
As far as strong female characters, though, go. You know, she didn't need a man to rescue her, and she was tough, and you don't care.
I don't care, no. No. And Tarzan, I think I wanted more from the movie. It just wasn't the way I would have done it. And then...
Oh, come on. Rosie's character is what killed it for you.
Okay, yes. Turk. And the elephant.
I liked the elephant as the little elephant.
Yes.
It doesn't look sanitary to me, but as a grown-up, yeah.
Yeah, the Rosie O'Donnell character really put it... There's funny sidekicks, you know, like Pascal in Tangled and Maximus in Tangled.
Uh-huh.
Those are done very well. But Turk in... It's over the top. And it continues through the movie, and mm-hmm. there's jokes when there shouldn't be jokes, and there are serious parts in this movie, but then they just get interrupted by some funky gorilla voiced by Rosie O'Donnell.
Okay.
Blech.
Okay. So you don't like either.
I don't like either.
Which one were you going to keep? Which one are we taking with us?
We're going to keep, I'm going to keep Hercules.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man.
You know what the kicker was?
What?
Phil Collins.
Oh.
That was a decider right there.
Okay.
Phil Collins did.
You'd rather go the distance with Hercules?
I would rather. And Kit just get rid of any of the Phil Collins songs that was in Tarzan.
Okay. Okay. Well, moving on.
Okay.
101 Dalmatians uh-huh. versus Fox and the Hound.
So... I can make this decision quickly.
But why don't you like them first?
I don't like the animation in 101 Dalmatians.
Okay.
Fox and the Hound is a very sad story.
Yes, it is.
And I don't like the way it ends.
Yeah.
So I'm going to actually go with 101 Dalmatians.
Yes.
Since I was really on the fence and throwing that one in. Yeah.
That was the outcome I was hoping for.
I knew. when I told you 101 Dalmatians, you're like, are you kidding me? That's a great movie. And I'm like, there's some things about it I don't like.
Okay. Okay. Your next mashup
mm-hmm.
is Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Hunchback of Notre Dame's going. I don't care what the other one is.
Frozen.
Oh!
I knew it. I knew that was the proper one. I'm so evil.
Okay, I'm still sticking with it.
Really? You're going to keep Frozen?
I'm going to keep Frozen.
I get you to like Frozen.
Yes. Okay, it's Josh Gad as...
Quasimodo?
No.
Oh, Olaf.
Josh Gad as Olaf, I think, is the kicker on that one. He's
in summer
Yes.
The only good song of the movie.
Yes, the only good part of the movie, I would say. Hunchback of Notre Dame really doesn't have any good parts. It could have been good. But, I mean, it is a hard story to turn into a children's movie.
Well, you shouldn't have turned it into a children's movie then.
Yeah, you shouldn't have made it in the beginning.
Right. Okay, I can't believe I got you to pick Frozen.
You did. Wow. I feel dirty. And cold.
You feel cold never bothered me anyway.
It's bothering me.
Okay, your number four mash up. Pick between Dinosaur and The Good Dinosaur.
I'm going to go The Good Dinosaur, actually.
I would hope so.
So The Good Dinosaur is only bad because, you know, they threw the director in halfway through and they had to change up all the voice actors. And I think
they were given so many pieces. Exactly. They had to put it back together.
The animation is beautiful.
Oh, it is.
Now, some people will argue that the animation in Dinosaur is beautiful, but it is not.
Not compared to The Good Dinosaur, it's not.
They're both computer animated. In The Dinosaur, they actually used real-world scenes and put computer animation into it. But the one thing that gets to me are the little lemur monkey guys. Their dialogue, their eyes, their mouth movement, and their fur. Horrible. Now, the main character, the Iguanodon, I'm all right with that.
Mm-hmm. So do you like the story, The Good Dinosaur, better than the story in Dinosaur?
The story...
Because I feel like the story is the weak part of Good Dinosaur. That it's the problem.
It is. But the story in Dinosaur, though, I mean, after the beginning part where the meteor hits and everything blows up, you could predict what was going to happen. It's dinosaurs. They're going to go through some sort of desert. They're going to get held back somehow, and then there's going to be T-Rexes, or in this case, Carnotaurs. You knew it was going to happen in the movie.
And I thought that they were made up until I was reading a dinosaur book to our son, and I'm like, oh, look, those are real.
And I don't know if they were like...
Carnotaurus. I thought that was just silly.
Yeah.
It's actually real.
And then one more thing that really kicks me on the dinosaur is the ride in Disney World.
Bad ride.
It is based off of Indiana Jones. Same cars, same track.
Same technology, just dressed differently.
Yeah, same track layout, but it is...
That was a bad ride.
That was a bad ride. Go on YouTube and watch it.
It's kind of ridiculous.
90% of the ride, you don't see anything, and then all of a sudden a dinosaur pops out, and the guy's like, oh, there's a dinosaur, watch out.
It's like they just got a whole bunch of fake plants and put them around the track.
And then had a guy with a hand puppet T-Rex or kind of Carnotaur would pop out and go, roar.
Yeah.
It was that bad. It was that bad.
It is, yes. Okay, your final fight is between Brother Bear and Lion King.
Lion King's going to stay.
Well, yeah.
Don't even have to think about that.
Again, I stacked the deck.
How come you couldn't put up like Lion King against Tarzan or something like that?
Because there were certain movies I wanted to make sure got through.
Lion King isn't that bad. There's a few things that bothered me about it.
I mean, Jeremy Irons, man.
Yes, Jeremy Irons as Scar. You know, Whoopi Goldberg in there was...
She was not as annoying as Rosie.
No. But, you know, I'll stick with Lion King.
Although Jonathan Taylor Thomas bugs me.
JTT?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But he was only in there for so long.
Yeah.
Just the beginning until he grew up. Until he was in there until...
Until he couldn't wait to be king anymore.
Well, no, until Hakuna Matata.
Ah.
And then he changed voices.
Yes.
Okay. Are you, Aaron, ready?
No, it's my turn.
Which of your worst will you be keeping?
So my list of worst are Snow White, Dumbo, The Aristocats, The Fox and the Hound, The Great Mouse Detective, Oliver and Company, Hunchback of Notre Dame, Emperor's New Groove, Treasure Planet, and Brother Bear.
Okay.
And I have written down like a synopsis. If somebody had never seen these movies, how I'd explain it to them in like a sentence or two.
In a snarky sentence.
In a snarky sentence or two, because that's what I excel at.
Okay. First one up. Snow White versus Dumbo.
Okay. So we're looking at a mashup between an infant separated from his mother, insert biggest sob song ever, Baby Mine, who gets drunk while in foster care and hallucinates. Turns out the child is a mutant and is exploited by the circus. Versus sweet but simple-minded girl gets poisoned by stepmother, who is in turn squished by a rock pushed on her by her daughter's seven roommates.
Seven roommates. Okay.
I hate both of these movies.
Okay. All right.
I don't like Snow White because of Snow White, basically. I hate her little high-pitched, squealy voice and her helpless attitude.
Okay.
I detest Dumbo because of the whole not abandoned, but ripped away from his mother. Which do I hate worse? If I have to keep one, I keep Snow White.
Ooh.
Darn you.
Dang you. Blarg.
Okay.
All right, let's go on to the
Set
next one.
Set me up.
Aristocats versus Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Yuck. Okay, so we've got the poorly animated cat brats who have boring adventures to get home and no one cares.
All right.
Versus a deranged, misogynistic government official who kidnaps and psychologically tortures a baby with disabilities. Who, when he's grown up, falls for a girl out of his league and gets his heart broken.
And his neck.
And his neck. Jeez. I really don't like Hunchback.
I say, I know which one I would choose.
And The Aristocrat bugs me because it's drawn in the same style as 101 Dalmatians, but it's done cheaply and poorly.
Mm-hmm. But what about O'Malley?
I don't like O'Malley.
You don't like O'Malley?
No. But I have to keep the Aristocats because there's no way I'm keeping Hunchback.
There you go. There's your choice, the Aristocats.
Man.
You sticking with that? Is that your final answer?
Final answer.
Aristocats. Right on. Okay, next one. Fox and the Hound versus Oliver and Company.
Oh, yeah, that's just right. Mean.
Dog versus dog.
Okay.
I remember when Oliver Company came out.
Uh-huh.
I remember the McDonald's toys. I remember seeing it. I liked that when I was a kid. I don't think I've seen it since then.
Okay. Fox and the Hound. Woman abandons domesticated pet in wilderness, who is then hunted down by his best friend.
Correct.
Fox and the Hound. Oliver and Company. Hoping to recapture the success of Lady and the Tramp, Disney creates a crappy movie written around the subpar Billy Joel songs.
Bingo.
Man, that scene when the lady dumps the fox in the woods and the look on his face. That's just detestable. I have to keep Oliver and Company.
Ooh.
Because I'm not keeping Fox and
the Hound. I wouldn't keep it either.
Jeez.
I agree.
Okay.
Definitely agree. Okay, next one. The Great Mouse Detective.
Okay.
And The Emperor's New Groove.
Jeez. Every single one of these, it's like, man. Okay. Great Mouse Detective. A rat attempts to kill the Mouse Queen of England to gain control of English Empire by kidnapping and murdering and is more ridiculous than it actually sounds. That's my explanation. That is actually more ridiculous than that actually sounds. An Emperor's New Groove. Disliked monarch gets a karma wake-up call when he's turned into a llama. Continues to annoy everyone, but manages to get transformed back.
Continues to annoy me, too.
Yes. I don't like this movie at all.
They did sequels.
I can't believe it.
They did a TV show also.
Now, The Great Mouse Detective has a scene where a little girl gets her father stolen from her and is abandonment issue thing. And I have problems with abandonment.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't like Emperor's New Groove, except I kind of like the villain.
What is her name?
I can't remember, but I kind of like her.
Just do it.
Have to keep Emperor's Bandit. New Groove.
There you go.
Yuck.
Way to go. Thank you, Aaron.
I feel like I need to brush my teeth after saying that.
Well, let's just move on to the next one. Treasure Planet versus Brother Bear.
Okay. Treasure Planet. Treasure Island in space. With a very annoying Martin Short robot.
Okay, I can... Martin Short, I can see that.
I would think that his annoyingness was at least as bad as Rosie O'Donnell's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Until they plugged the brain back into him.
Oh my gosh! Brother Bear, a human versus bear feud leads to orphaned bear getting a new big brother transmorgified out of his mother's murderer.
And there's two Canadian mooses.
Mooses. gotta keep Treasure Planet, though.
I would do the same. I actually like Treasure Planet.
Do you?
I do.
I wanted to like it, but I resaw it recently, and I'm like, well, number one, it's on Netflix, so it sucks.
Okay.
I wanted to like it.
It's one of those movies that didn't need to be remade.
No.
Treasure
Island. And the little blob that was flying around. And
yeah.
That was painful. This was actually worse than getting rid of ones I liked.
Wow.
Keeping ones that I hate.
Okay. So, I'm rubbing my hands again.
Because he's going to be mean again.
He's going to be mean again. So, along the lines of this...
He wanted to tie in Disneyland to this conversation.
So, some Disneyland rides are based off of animated feature movies.
So he made me write down my favorite 10.
Yes.
And he's going to make them fight too.
Yes, I am. So.
You first.
Me first? Okay.
Your favorite rides.
You know what, Aaron? I didn't write them down.
Okay.
But you did.
I did.
So could you help me out?
Yes. You love Radiator Springs Racers, Monsters, Peter Pan, Alice, The Mad Tea Party, Storybook Land, which surprised me.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even think about that one. Splash Mountain.
Yes. It is based off an animated movie.
One that will go without saying has to be stricken off the list. Little Mermaid, Midway Mania, and Mr. Toad's Wild Ride. Your first mashup is between Radiator Springs Racers and Splash Mountain.
I knew you would do that.
Uh-huh.
And I did not prepare what I would do. So if one had to go away.
Yep.
You're going to be surprised by this.
I don't know that I will be.
Radiator Springs Racers.
That's the one you're getting rid of.
That's the one I'd get rid of.
So you're keeping Splash Mountain.
I am keeping Splash Mountain.
I would call you all kinds of names, but there may be children listening, so I won't.
I actually like the...
That darn stupid song.
Partly original ride. When I say original, I mean they did have a movie to base it off of, but they didn't really theme it off the movie. They only took like two characters from it. Well, three. The fox, the rabbit, and the bear.
And you like the fact that they reused the animatron. You like the history of it.
I love the history of it, yes.
Jeez.
And the 50-foot drop, I love it. The fact that you actually go underneath the walkway and you go all the way out to Rivers America and loop back in.
After you've wet your pants.
No, your pants got wet.
Semantics.
Cars hasn't been around long enough to have a big history to it. It is a unique ride. And there's not another Cars Radiator Springs Racers anywhere else. There is a couple rides that do use that same track system. Test Track in Disney World is the same track setup, which I think they should revamp that one.
Because yeah.
If you go on YouTube, okay.
Well, they might be making a Radiator Springs and it's not going to be in the same area as the Test Track. So.
Oh, they're not going to do it?
No, they're not?
No, they're not going to build another Radiator Springs in
Wow,
in
even though Radiator Springs has been so successful in California.
Correct, they're only going to keep it on the west side.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So that ride's going to stay unique. Now, yeah, it's awesome.
Well, then
awesome.
They definitely should retheme it in
Walt Disney
Florida.
World. In Florida. Yeah. In Epcot. Yeah. So yeah, okay. I'm going to hang on to Splash.
Wow. I was hoping to be able to pull another Frozen upset.
Nope.
Okay, your next mashup is Monsters versus Midway Mania.
Okay, so Monsters, it's a great movie. It's an okay ride. It is a rethemed ride. It mm-hmm. uses the same cars and some of the backdrops and sets from the original taxi ride that they had there. I'm just kind of trying to tell you I'm getting rid of Monsters.
Wow. You like Midway Mania better than Monsters.
Okay, Midway Mania is a unique ride. The fact that it's you
like the game aspect of it, and you always kick my butt.
That's not why. I do like the game aspect of it. I like that you're in a car that moves around. It's 3D. You interact with it in multiple ways. Monsters, you sit in a little car and you just go around the track. It's a dark ride. You know, you'd almost get rid of all the dark rides in Fantasyland because they're very simple and bleh.
It's so much better than the dark rides in Fantasyland.
It is.
Though.
It is. But when you put it up against Midway Mania,
gotcha.
It's gonna fail okay. every time.
Okay. Well, speaking of the Fantasyland dark rides, uh-huh. Peter Pan versus the Storybook Boats.
That is a hard one.
And Andy really likes the Storyland book boats.
I do. I like that they're, you know, miniature versions of what you see in the movies.
Yeah.
And they've done...
And the miniature trees there are 50 years old.
Yes, they are. And they've just manicured them and mm-hmm. taken care of them.
I like the giant ducks.
Yes, the
They're normal ducks, but they look like they're giants walking around them.
I don't like that they've added Frozen to it. They've got Arendelle.
Needs Frozen added to it.
No, it doesn't. But they've got Toad Hall.
Yeah.
They've got the Beast's Castle.
Mm-hmm.
They've got Pinocchio's Little Village.
Yeah, the Three Little Pigs House. And
now, Peter Pan, it's got a unique ride system, mm-hmm. overhead track, you're in a boat. I like how you swoop around Neverland and you dip and dive and you can actually hear like a whoosh as you go around the mountain. And I'm going to drop Peter Pan.
You're keeping Storybook.
I am.
Over Peter Pan.
Yes. Peter Pan tells one story. Storybook Land tells.
That surprises me.
All the stories.
A lot.
Really?
It does.
Okay.
I thought for sure Peter would win. Okay, Alice versus Tea Party.
Alice is going to win. I didn't even think about that. Alice is going to win. Tea Party's great, but it's a one-trick pony.
Right.
It just goes around in a circle. It is fun. Some people don't like it because that's what it does is spin.
Right.
I love the songs that they play. Well, Tea Party song.
Mm-hmm.
But Alice...
It's the whole story.
Yes. Now... Alice was probably a pretty craptacular ride when it was originally made.
I don't
made.
Remember it being craptacular.
Really?
The refurb is definitely better.
Oh, yeah. I've heard and read of stories when it first came out of the paintings that they had done, and it went in disrepair for a long time before they did a refurb in the mid, I think it was 70s.
I obviously didn't see it before the 70s.
Oh, no, you didn't. Neither did I. But then this latest refurb, they've added a lot to it.
Yeah, this latest refurb was awesome.
And, you know, as you come down the outside portion track mm-hmm. and you kind of weave back and forth, you used to just make a 90-degree turn right at the end. And
that was it.
Unloading it. But they actually added that last unbirthday ending to it where you go inside again and come back out.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. So Alice wins.
Okay.
Okay.
Your last one actually is Little Mermaid versus Mr. Toad.
Little Mermaid versus Mr. Okay. Little Mermaid is on Omnimover system. It
beautiful.
It is beautiful. It simulates you going underwater.
Mm-hmm.
Great animatronics.
Ursula.
Ursula did a great job with her skin and mm-hmm. making her move. They've in Disneyland, they've done multiple changes to update the way it looks, especially in the main under the sea song area.
Disney World has a way better queue, though.
Yes, they do. Toad is, I mean, you go into Toad Hall. I mean, most people don't know the story of Mr. Toad.
From The Wind in the Willows.
Yep, and it's very short. But you are Mr. Toad, and you go wild in your car, and
you go to hell.
You go to hell. this is a hard one. I'm going to get rid of Little Mermaid.
No way!
I am. I love it.
I have been so surprised by...
I think the nostalgia of Mr. Toad...
You're going with history.
I am going with history. I think it's maybe the fact that most people don't know too much about, you know, The Wind in the Willows and Mr. Toad and
makes
and
it
the
feel
backstory.
Special to you.
It does. Everybody knows about Little Mermaid, and you can build Little Mermaid anywhere, but that's Toad Hall. Now, originally it wasn't Toad Hall. It was just a facade that every other one had in that area. It was a kind of like a royal... just royal colors and flags and stuff. It wasn't Toad Hall, but when they added Toad Hall, it upgraded it. And then you always have to take a selfie with Toad in the line.
Right.
Where he's staring up, you know, with his little smirk on his face.
Oh, yes. We have several pictures of you there.
Okay, Aaron.
Okay.
Disney lady. Here are yours. Raider Springs Racers.
Mm-hmm.
Monsters, Inc.
Yep.
Midway Mania. Peter Pan. Little Mermaid, Dumbo, Mr. Toad's Wild Ride, Winnie the Pooh, Buzz Lightyear, Astro Blasters.
Yep.
You ready?
Yep.
Starting off with Radiator Springs Racers
mm-hmm.
versus Alice in Wonderland.
Okay, so you have the Dark Ride meets Roller Coaster Radiator Springs Racers. Man, it's a long line. It's a long, long line.
Mm-hmm.
But it is a fun ride. The last time we went, we actually got to ride it back-to-back with Fast
gave
Passes.
Us Fast Passes on our way over.
And it was amazing. Alice in Wonderland, one of my favorite dark rides in Disneyland itself, if you're not including California Adventure. I'm keeping Radiator Springs Racers.
Wow. Way to go.
Yep.
So you're going to keep Radiator Springs Racers over Alice in Wonderland?
I am, sir.
I don't understand. I don't get it.
It's my choice. Move on.
Okay. Clean cup. Move down. Alice in Wonderland. There you go.
Yeah.
Next one, Monsters, Inc.
Mm-hmm.
Mike and Sully to the rescue versus Buzz Lightyear Astro Blasters.
Okay, so Monsters. I love this ride. The line is always very short. I love the immersiveness of it. You feel like you're in Monstropolis. You're outside, you're inside, you're smelling Harryhausens. There's interactive Roz at the end. and then Buzz Lightyear Astro Blasters. Fun. I'm a bad shot. So my score is always way low, but it's fun. I'm keeping Monsters.
I figured you would.
Yeah.
It's okay.
It's all right.
That's all right. Okay. Dumbo versus Midway Mania.
Okay. Midway Mania. Long line. Another game that I'm not terribly good at, but is fun.
Mm-hmm.
Dumbo. A movie I hate. but a ride that's way better than Snow White, so it made my list. You know, riding Dumbo with our little boy has been such a fun experience that mm-hmm. I think I'm going to have to say Dumbo.
Where you go, okay. I agree with that. I can see where your logic is.
Like, he has so much joy in that ride.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
I understand. Okay.
It sways me.
All right. Mr. Toad's Wild Ride versus uh-huh. Peter Pan.
Oh. So you've got Mr. Toad. which you just talked about. Mm-hmm. Fun ride. But I have to go with Peter Pan, especially with the refurb. Mm-hmm. It's brighter, more beautiful. There's more to see. Everything that was good is better.
Mm-hmm.
And, Peter Pan, ridiculously long line.
Yes.
But I will keep Peter Pan.
Okay. And your last one.
Uh-huh.
One of your favorites, I know this, Winnie the Pooh.
Yes.
Versus Little Mermaid.
That was really mean.
That was.
Because we talked about this for a while, and I said Winnie the Pooh is probably my favorite dark ride in Disneyland, mm-hmm. not including California Adventure. And I do like Ariel.
See, I could have done Monsters versus Winnie the Pooh. That would have been a hard one for you, wouldn't
that
it?
That would have been hard, too.
But I didn't.
It's hard. Winnie the Pooh should have gone up against, like, Dumbo. Seriously. Winnie the Pooh, extremely short line, great dark ride, probably the best dark ride for little kids in Disneyland itself.
And the car actually moves around.
Yeah, it does.
As in up and down, mm-hmm. and it's like it's like a wave kind of thing.
Yeah, it's similar to the type of cars in Indiana Jones.
Similar, yeah.
Yeah. Ariel, excellent, very short line, high capacity ride. Great animatronics, great music, great effects. King Triton's head is...
way too small.
Way too small. Ariel's hair's a little frizzy in the last scene. Oh.
Just do it. Band-aid.
No. Band-aid. I don't want to do it.
Band-aid. Do it. Do it. Do it. I know what you're going to do. I know exactly what you're going to do.
I'm going to keep Winnie the Pooh.
Yes, you are. And you're going to get rid of Ariel just like I did.
Oh, man. That's so mean.
It's all right.
Anyway.
Okay. Well, I think we've taken up a lot of your guys' time here, but I'm pretty sure this was a pretty good show.
I hope so. We had fun prepping it. I know that there are going to be strong feelings. So let us know what those feelings are. Find us on Facebook. Is it the Disneylandy?
It's just Disneylandy on Facebook.
It's just Disneylandy. We are almost to 100 likes. So if we could beg, borrow, and steal the 20 more likes that we need.
We'll do it.
Share with your friends, people you know who love Disneyland. If you've not liked us and you're listening to us, would you give us a like?
Mm-hmm.
We love to have discussions with people, share tips, answer questions. Let us know what you thought about the movies. Did we leave off your favorite movie? What movie should have made our list?
Did we kick off your favorite movie?
Right. If we did, what?
Why did we do that?
Except if it was Andy, and then I understand. Me, on the other hand.
No.
My worst movies were the worst movies.
No. I see how it is. That's exactly how it is.
You made this happen. I'm throwing you to the wolves. I did not want to do this.
Yes, you did.
I did not.
You came up with the idea for movies.
I came up with
the
idea for movies, but not that we were going to be like...
And I made it work.
You made it worse. Anyway, like us on Facebook. Find us
on Twitter.
Instagram and Twitter.
Mm-hmm. That is at the Disneylandy. Also, you guys jump on Periscope. Just the other day, we went to the Disney store, and I Periscoped to the Disney store. There were some deals going on there. They had buy one, get one 50% off.
For toys.
So, you know,
I found a great Toy Story shirt for our little boy for $3.
So, you know, watch us on Periscope. I mean, we like to go to the Disney store. I like to do tours of places.
Sometimes non-Disney related, but hey.
Yeah. I'll Periscope while we're getting ready for the show here too.
And not let me know and I might.
Yeah.
Like do or say something crazy.
Yeah, I won't let her know. Also, go check out all the awesome shows on podbash.com where
yep.
you can listen to us also. And thank you guys for listening.
We're going to skip the tip for this week because we've already been talking for like an hour and a half.
Yep.
And we're like, that's too long. So if we're wrong about that and you want longer shows, you know, give us a like on Facebook and let us know. And if you want a show every week, we got to get those likes up.
Yes.
So
we will do a show every week. All right, guys. Thank you so much. We will see you next time.
And have a magical day.